Our guest in the cafe this morning is the city editor of the Paris News, Lauren Corbell. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Lamar County voters recently went to the polls to decide the fate of several bond proposals, and at least one passed, and that was the City of Paris. City of Paris voters okayed that bond package.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does that include?
Well, the city's bond package focused on two things. For starters, they wanted to replace some city streets. They're currently looking at about 18 city streets that are kind of high traffic streets that they've judged to be deteriorating, and they don't want to just resurface them. They want to go all the way down to the base under the pavement. So $9.5 million of the bond is going to be put towards that. And then the other part of that bond package is $500,000 to improve some of the city's parks. And they haven't released a list yet of which parks they're planning to tackle, but they want to improve some of the playground equipment and make them a little more up-to-date and safer for the kids to play on.
Mm-hmm. And I understand also there's a new mayor in Paris?
Yes, sir. Yeah. On Monday, they elected Dr. Stephen Clifford. So he's been the District 4 council member for a while now, and now he's going to be the mayor.
Okay, to get back to the bond elections, now North Lamar ISD voters rejected a bond proposal. Is that the second time in recent months that has happened?
So last year they tried to pass a bond, so last year it failed by 57% of voters were against it. This year it was only 85 people, and so it was really close, but it did fail again. So I think they're beginning to look at how to move forward. They have some work to do on buildings, and since they weren't able to pass the bond, they are planning to bring in 26 portable buildings, and about 200 students will be having classes in those portable buildings. It's the first grade wing of Higgins Elementary and the fourth grade wing of Bailey Intermediate will be in those portable buildings.
And were those the schools that were going to receive some improvements, some expansions under that bond proposal?
Yeah, those two buildings were actually going to be completely rebuilt under the if the bond had passed. So now, yeah, they had already planned to get these portable buildings for a minimum of 2 years, and I think now they're looking at it for an indefinite period of time.
We're talking with Lauren Corbell, the city editor of the Paris News. Do you think will North Lamar come back with another bond proposal anytime soon?
I would not be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if we see it again next spring.
Okay, so I'll try again. You write a column for the Paris News on a regular basis, and I was looking at one of your columns recently, and you were writing about a new approach to healthy eating that caught your attention.
Yeah, so this was something I thought was really interesting that a healthcare system in Pennsylvania is trying. Because you know the doctors always tell you you need to eat healthier and you know that it'll have all these great effects on your well-being overall. But I think a lot of the problem is that people either don't know what that entails exactly or how to prepare the food, or they can't afford it. So this healthcare system in Pennsylvania has started their own sort of a grocery store sort of setting where the food is free. They're trying it out with 180 people that have type 2 diabetes. And the people can come there. They get the free healthy food. They get visits with a registered dietitian, and they have recipes and instructions on how to prepare the meals. And so far, it's been 1 year, and they've seen significant improvement in the health of these people. So they're preventing things like amputation and kidney disease and blindness and things like that that can come with type 2 diabetes. you know, that people are like, oh, you know, it's so expensive to do this, but the healthcare system is saying that it's actually less expensive to provide the healthy food and the consultations than it is to provide the healthcare for the patient.
Well, we'll follow that and see if that progresses and if any other health organizations pick that up. Lauren, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again today.
All right. Thank you, John Mark.
All right. Lauren Corbell, city editor of the Paris News, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.